This is the Courtney for Life podcast, simple, real, and relatable audio bits on lifestyle, nutrition, and fitness. Grab a plate of tacos and let's chat. Hey, strong friends. Welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. It's currently a beautiful Taco Tuesday afternoon. I am laying up on my balcony, soaking up the sun. I like to call it solar charging. It is something laying out in the sun or just blocking out time every day in my calendar is something I only started doing like 2 weeks ago. And instantly I have noticed like so many great benefits from it. And between that and then yesterday, I actually went to session 1 out of 8 in a series of 8, physiotherapy sessions. And there's nothing wrong. I have no like big injury or whatever. There is a chronically tight muscle situation going on in my core, in my abdominals, that I think is preventing me from posing better. So addressing that, and all of this stuff has me thinking and reflecting and bringing attention, which is why we are on this podcast right now, into things that I do, or honestly a lot of fitness competitors do in their prep, that everyone should be doing in their life no matter what. It shouldn't just be, oh, because I'm in prep, I'm doing this. This is something or things that everybody can and should be applying into their life at some point every day. And I just want to bring awareness to this. So right now I can think of 4 different points that, or 4 things that I am doing that I've been encouraged to do because of prep. Again, that should be relevant or prevalent in everybody's lifestyle to some extent. So here we go. And this is in no order. The first thing that I'm thinking of as I'm laying here out in the sun is self-care or time for rest. One thing that my posing coach Kat emphasizes, especially as the weeks get closer leading up to the competition, is she holds us, all of her clients, accountable with some form of self-care weekly. And for me, my kind of like easy go-to that I totally love, that I make sure I prioritize, is just lying out in the sun. And I'm very grateful in the sense that I can do this almost any time of the year. But I do also have to be incredibly cautious and not lay out here for like hours on end. But taking time, even if it's 15 minutes in a day, to just go lay down, close my eyes, and just soak up the sun. Things like this, like self, this is like self-care for me. And self-care and rest are things that we emphasize a lot in competition prep. But these are things, the self-care and the rest, are things that we should be doing every day in our lifestyle. So whether you're an athlete or not, or a competitor or not, you should be having some element of self-care. And no, you can't say like self-care is going to the gym and self-care is eating well. Like you're doing those things anyway. You can't, it needs to be something else and something like really intentional. So I challenge you, or I encourage you, to find a way to add more self-care or rest into your week. And it doesn't have to be every day, but maybe it's like 2 times a week you say, you know what, okay, I'm going to at least twice a week. If the weather's nice, you can go lay outside. If it's not, be like, okay, you know what, Sunday afternoons, I'm going to just lay in bed and watch a movie. Like whatever it is, it's however it looks for you. So that's the first thing. The second thing, which is my triggered or inspired by my first appointment yesterday, are things like recovery tools and appointments. And specifically, I'm thinking of massages. And over the last year, I have absolutely made sure I prioritize routine deep tissue massages. Recently, as of yesterday, I am now going for physiotherapy, but it's more specifically like fascial release therapy. So making sure I am doing that, because the harder you train, the more recovery you need. Like 5 minutes of stretching and lollygagging and flopping around on a foam roller is not recovery. I'm sorry if I offend anybody, but this is the honest truth. it requires more than that. It requires more than a foam roller. And again, the harder you train, the more you really need to express this or make this happen in your lifestyle. So recovery tools, appointments, fascia release therapy if you have chronically tight muscles and a foam roller can't do it. Routine massages. It doesn't have to be deep tissue, but like you could also consider that self-care if you really want to. I consider that kind of two different things because I find my massages are a little invasive, but necessary. And I've also done something, I don't know if anybody actually remembers, but last year I was going to some colon hydrotherapy sessions because I was having really bad gut issues and my digestion was absolutely horrendous. So I needed to emphasize a little bit more colon care therapy. But anyway, the second thing is recovery tools and appointments need to be more prevalent in your lifestyle. Also, daily mobility and daily movement. And one thing that I have in every single morning before, like as my coffee is just hanging out and before I start work, I will go into my office, throw down a couple like stretch pads and I will do some stretching. And it's just like a little bit of mobility to get me up and moving. And I think daily mobility is still a very underrated thing that more people need to be doing. And again, like flopping around on a foam roller probably isn't enough, but it doesn't have to be anything crazy. Like as long as you're at the point in your mobility, I guess, or your physical abilities, that there's nothing like chronically tight. It's just to the point of maintenance. And me, if I'm stretching every morning, I feel like it's kind of like a form of maintenance for me. And then even daily movement. And that doesn't have to be going to the gym and crushing a 2-hour session or like going for a run, but like get out and go for a friggin' 5-minute walk. Anybody can go do that. Don't bring your phone unless you need to for safety reasons, but just go out and walk like 5 minutes. Do it after a meal, and it's such a great form of digestive support as well. So I think daily movement and daily mobility are things that are underrated that I have done more in my life because of prep, but something that everybody needs to be doing. And then the fourth thing that I can think of right now, which isn't the least important by any means, is skincare, and especially like exfoliating in the shower. Any bikini or fitness competitor knows that you need to have a skincare routine, especially the few weeks leading up to a competition, because you need to have your skin primed for the spray tan. And oh my God, after I did that for the first time, I was like exfoliating. I'm like, fuck, that feels so good. It makes my skin so much more clear and fresh, and I get rid of ingrown hairs, and it just feels so good. I just have one of those like little scrub gloves, and I have a body wash that has like little, I don't know, it's like coffee beans or something in it, but it's kind of like granular, and I use that every day. I use the body wash every day. I will exfoliate my skin, I don't know, 2 or 3 times a week. And I think that is so important. It just gets rid of the dead skin. I think super important if it's the hot summertime or if it's the winter and your skin is dry or you live in a dry area. But I think skincare, and I've actually adapted a new like evening face cream routine kind of thing. I use, it's like a night serum. Doesn't really matter, but it is something that I start to prioritize now. And I think that is something that's really, really underlooked. Something that I do because of prep that I should be doing all the time in my lifestyle anyway. But anyway, I just wanted to share these 4 points because I don't think this should get overlooked. I think things like this that athletes do are things that anybody can apply into their lifestyle. And I promise you that when you can implement these, they have such a good spillover effect, and it kind of just like builds momentum, and it just makes things a little bit nicer in your day-to-day routine. So maybe all of these can benefit you, maybe just one of them, but you're here and you're still listening. So thank you for listening. And I hope you have a great day. I hope you make time today, whatever you are doing, just to stop and put in a little bit of self-care. And yes, listening to my podcasts are a form of self-care, but do something a little more quiet if you can. I think that's really important, and I don't want you to overlook that, because I really want you to have a more vibrant lifestyle. And if you're listening to my podcast, then you want that for you as well. You want to level the fuck up, and that's what I'm here to encourage you to do. Anyway, I hope you have a great day, whatever you're doing. I'm going to go inside because I'm done in the sun, and I will talk to you later, strong friends. Have a good one.
Thanks for being here. There are so many ways you can show me your support, like subscribing, take a screenshot and share this on Instagram, or send me a taco donation.